It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. What are you thankful for? For me, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for family. I want you to begin to identify the areas of your life you feel you are thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. So I want you to begin to mention them by name, as many as you can remember, and let God know that you are thankful. Today is the last Friday in this month and is the 30th day in the month of August. So even if you feel there is nothing to be thankful for, I want you to remember that you got to see this very day, this beautiful day. And God's mercies are new every morning. So I want you to just take a second to just tell God how grateful you are, how thankful you are for a brand new day. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to share our devotion. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to welcome you and I would like to assure you that you are in the right place. So if you're wondering what you're doing here, I can tell you for sure that you are not here by coincidence. This is a divine orchestration and God wants you to be here because God has something to tell you. If you're here and you're feeling depressed, you have a lot of questions, your heart is heavy, you are carrying a lot of baggage, I want to assure you that you are in the right place, because right here the Lord is ready to lift up every burden, is ready to take them off you. He has a word for that situation that you are passing through. So I would like to welcome you to this very devotion family. And if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody. It is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let the world know that it is time for our devotion. Let your family, friends, and everyone around you know that it is time for our devotion. So kindly share, 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 and share. Let somebody know today. I'd like to remind you that this very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this very segment, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you're welcome. Today, we're taking a topic that says work. Our topic today says work. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 26 of our Open Heaven Manual. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Ezekiel chapter 23 to chapter 24. Ezekiel chapter 23 to chapter 24. Our memory verse today will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 22, from verse 28 to 29. Proverbs chapter 22 from verse 28 to 29. Do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, the Bible makes it plain that God values work. Whether you're a full-time parent, bus driver, artist, or engineer, God is concerned about your work as long as what you do for a living is legitimate. Work is a major component of God's overall plan for man. In the Garden of Eden, after God made man, he told him to tend the garden. We can see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. This means that any man that does not work is malfunctioning because man was made to work. The value of work is inherent. Work gives pleasure, which is why some retired people are still working even after their retirement. There is no pleasure in just sitting around from morning until night time, doing nothing. Many wealthy people fall into depression when they feel like they have made a lot of money and don't need work anymore. There is no pleasure in accomplishing nothing. For example, when you work on a garden, you will get a lot of pleasure when you see the fruits in that garden begin to blossom. The memory verse for today says that God will give every man according to the fruit of his doing. So if a fellow does nothing, he or she will get nothing. This is why in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10 says, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. The reason God gave you talent is so that you can put them to work. If a believer does not use his or her talents, he or she will answer to God on the last day. We can see that in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to 30. God cannot condone laziness at all. John chapter 5 verse 17 says, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. If God is working, he will not allow you to be lazy. My God is not a God of lazy people. If a believer is lazy and is asking God for blessings, he will ignore such believer. Working hard is a godly value, and laziness is ungodly. You cannot claim to be a Christian and yet be lazy. Even if you are unemployed, pray to God and find something that you can do to contribute positively to the society, no matter how small it may be. From doing this, God will open greater doors for you. You cannot afford to lie around doing nothing. It is against God's plan for you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, no lazy fellow can receive anything good from God. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today, you would like to be a channel of blessing, you would like this word to minister to someone today, you can share. How can you do this? By simply visiting our website on www.priestpalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on anyone you would like to share to send to someone today. Or you can copy the link of the website of that particular podcast you would like to share with somebody. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT, every single morning on our radio station or still on Praise Palace Radio, www.praisepalaceradio.com. You can download our mobile application and Play Store and Apple Store. You can have them on your phone. This way, you'll be able to connect to the Open Heaven Hour, as well as our other amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be exciting. Please do not turn off that dial. Stay tuned for the information after this show. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather to hear what God has to tell us this morning. Please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.